Moncrief on News Talk.
People sign off their work emails in pretty standard ways. Regards, cheers, or even yours sincerely. But some people sign off with an X, a kiss, or perhaps many kisses. Is that okay? The career psychologist, Sinead Brady, is horrified. Good afternoon, Sinead.
Good morning. Afternoon, Sean. How are you?
Not too bad. So is this a common thing, I suppose, first off?
So I'm not sure the word common, but it's certainly becoming more common. And it's something that is happening. And I suppose when you think about it, kind of logically, many of us are using the same device for work and for our personal life. And the kind of the boundaries that used to exist around the devices and the space and place that we worked are shifting and changing. So people come along and they decide to sign off on an email with X or XX, a heart or an emoji maybe. And it's on the same devices they use for their social media or for their WhatsApp. So I suppose it's a fresh collapse of boundaries across different areas.
Mm. But is it any great harm? Because, you know, as you say, it's probably a more common among younger people. So, you know, you've got your work email from a younger person. They've put a kiss at the end of it and you think, you know, that's just, you know, young people.
Yeah. And I suppose if it depends on what the message is in the email. I mean, if you're going to take over a country and you sign off with XX, it doesn't really matter what the X says. So it's very contextual. But for the majority of us, it is kind of a relational punctuation. So it's not necessarily a declaration of affection. And I think this mirrors or lack of affection, depending on the context. So it kind of signals a warmth, or it's an attempt to maintain connection or maybe to close a conversational loop. And particularly, as you say, when there's different people in the workplace, it could be open to misinterpretation as well, because I know from as I mentioned before, I celebrated the 24th anniversary of my 21st this year. So XX and I love you has a very clear place and space. But if you were to talk to some of my younger colleagues or to my children, XX or I love you, you know, the barriers around what that means have broken down an awful lot. So it's often a term of affection, a signal of warmth, or I want to maintain some type of connection. It is, I suppose, an expression of a change in how we're communicating and the working rhythms that we are working to.
Yeah. Now, you could, if you're the recipient of an email that has kisses at the bottom of it, could you theoretically go to HR and go, this is too much, this is creepy?
Theoretically, you could, but I suppose you could theoretically go to HR about any sign off and say that it is passive aggressive or it is inappropriate, because we all know sometimes when we say something like, you know, circling back to my email dated this, you're very clearly saying, did you not see that email? So again, it's the kind of the email etiquette, and we're just trying to figure out, you know, what is the context? And again, often when we look at it, it can actually be where somebody is trying to perhaps soften a delivery or to show context. Maybe it's in a context where they haven't met face to face, or where emails are kind of moving over and back within teams very quickly. So it can be a sign of warmth or a social softener or a sign of good intent rather than an affectionate gesture. So it is a recalibration, I suppose, of professional presence and how that sounds. So I think maybe heading to HR with something like that is, it's more of a conversation about how we communicate within our team, how we talk to each other, how we sign off, what's appropriate, what's not. And sometimes it's just about that really good conversation that we have around shared kind of expectations of how we communicate within the workplace.
If there's, though, an existing culture and what might be regarded as a standard of professionalism, and then a younger person turns up and starts kind of wrecking that a little bit, isn't it on them to adhere to the standards of professionalism in any particular organisation?
Yeah, absolutely. And it is different. Like there are some industries where this would be kind of there wouldn't even be a blink of an eyelid with it, and other industries where this would be considered to not be appropriate at all. And I suppose there is this space and place as well where you have to have really good onboarding, Sean, and you have to have really good clear systems. And some of the things that we would take for granted, perhaps after having spent many years in the world of paid work, is something that does have to be explicitly be explained to others. So perhaps it is about an onboarding and, you know, just gentle training that has to happen sometimes. And that is shifting as we have, like, we have five generations working in the workplace side by side. So where we have people that are digital natives and digital nomads, kind of there is this space perhaps where if this is becoming an issue within an organisation or within an industry, where actually we just have the conversation and say, actually, these are the norms within the professional communication. This is how we talk to each other. In this particular industry, in this space, that has a very specific tone, and that symbol is not something that we should be using to sign off to clients, for example.
Actually, there's a text in from someone who works in PR. In our industry, you do it a lot, but then that's PR.
So it does depend on the industry. Often creative industries would tend to have, you know, a different vernacular almost in terms of how they're chatting to each other. Whereas maybe if it was the legal industry or financial or professional services, you know, signing off on a multi-million dollar deal with XX at the bottom just doesn't carry the same as, you know, where you're thanking somebody for something within a different context. So this is really about, you know, we do have this whole new space within the world of work where we have this coming together of multiple generations. Some are digital nomads, some are digital, are, you know, so comfortable with it. And then some are still adapting and moving with it. So again, it is about kind of going, look, this maybe is an opportunity just to have a conversation, not to let this kind of bubble and feel it's not a fixed language. It's about shared understanding. And how do we actually have this conversation so everybody's on the same page? And then suddenly you've got a different way of connecting. And we have to remember sometimes if somebody's emotionally signing off like that, they might be attempting to soften how they sound. And that is a form of emotional labor. It's almost like having to smile all the time, even though through gritted teeth, you don't really like what's happening. So again, it's just about getting clear on organizational communication norms. And then that really can help everybody in this particular situation.
Yeah. One texter says, if a male colleague started doing X's, I'd certainly have something to say about it. That's not okay. It's definitely inappropriate. And you could imagine a situation where, say, you might have an older man and they notice everyone else is doing X's. So they're doing it thinking it's normal. But then depending on the power dynamic and all that kind of stuff, it could be, you know, badly misinterpreted.
It could absolutely be badly misinterpreted. And I think that's where, like, you've got kind of things around positional power. And like, if you're in doubt, don't put the X in, is what I would say. You know, leave it out if, you know. But again, we have this space where kind of we're trying to figure out, are we warm in the workplace? Are we neutral? What are we doing? And it's if you have this conversation within your workplaces, it just very simply deals with it. It's like, you know what, we don't use emojis and we don't use X's to sign off. We can be warm and we can make sure that there are no kind of boundaries that are, I suppose, crossed, and nobody feels uncomfortable or there's no inappropriate familiarity within emails. So it's really tricky because, again, we do have this whole new group coming into the world of work who use emojis, who, again, spell almost in a very different way than we do. It's, you know, the text spelling. You'd need to almost be from NASA to decode it sometimes. And it's about kind of going, okay, so in the world of work, this is how we communicate. These are the things that are acceptable. These are the things that are not. And if we want to avoid kind of signs of unprofessionalism, we just leave these things out. We communicate just with clarity and kindness, but we are also staying warm and connected to one another.
Sinead, thanks a million for speaking with us today. That's Sinead Brady there, a career psychologist. A lot of kind of mixed views on this, interestingly enough. Signing off with a kiss to the wrong person is right up there with calling your teacher ma'am. Well, see, the funny thing is, like, probably, I don't know if all of us have done that. I know I've done that. But if you immediately follow up with sorry, you know, was texting somebody else and got mixed up there. I'm a female and I do this with my female colleagues all the time. None of us take any notice. Maybe it's a female thing that it's more in our nature to be affectionate. That may well be the case. I don't get work emails with kisses, but at Christmas, a lot of the female staff handed out cards. One woman who I fancy and is a couple of years younger than me signed off with the word love and then put a few X's after her name. Had she meant it to mean more, it would have been the best Christmas present. But alas, I know women throw words out and kisses around on cards when they don't really mean them, says Rob. Woo. A lot of bitterness there, Rob. I actually think it's nice when people do X's in their messages. Work days can be hard, so why not cheer up someone's day? Yeah, but, you know, there can be problems with it. I never read my work emails, so I don't know if my colleagues are doing X's or not. Am I missing out? Well, it depends on what kind of industry you're working in. There might be kisses all over the place, for all you know. Andy says this is absolute nonsense. Unless there's a sexual undertone, the person who has a problem with a kiss at the end of an email is the problem. Someone who goes to HR in this that scenario is mad. We want a good culture and people who are mates, says Andy. Well, yes, but if they know each other well enough to know what that means. Is there no world in which the X's signal the sender's intention to snog the face off the recipient? Of course it can be. It can be that too. There's a whole range of things it could possibly mean.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.